Title: Snare Snap Control Masterclass for Jungle Rollers Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on one of the biggest why doesn't my roller hit like the reference problems, snare snap control. And I want to be super clear about what we mean by snap. Snap is not just volume. Snap is the first moment of the snare, the transient and that upper mid crack that reads through chaos. In Jungle Rollers, you've got breaks, hats, rides, subs, reses, and the snare still has to feel like it's stapled to the front of the mix without turning into a harsh ice pick. So today we're building a system, not a one-off snare chain that only works in one 8-bar loop, but a repeatable setup that survives drops, switches, fills, and density changes. Here's the core idea. We're going to separate the snare into snap, body, and tail behavior. Then we'll control snap in parallel so you can lift presence without frying the top end. Step 0. Choose the right source, because you cannot mix a bad transient into greatness. Pick a snare that already has a readable attack. For Jungle Rollers, that might be a tight 909-ish hit, or a crisp acoustic snare with a fast initial crack. Then pair it with something chunkier for body, but keep it short. If your body sample rings forever, you're going to smear the groove at 170 to 175 BPM. Put these into a drum rack if you like keeping things contained. That's often the cleanest, because you can build effect racks per pad, or use two audio or MIDI tracks. Either is fine. The method matters less than the architecture. Now step 1. Build the two-layer layout. You want a snap layer and a body layer, grouped together into a snare group. Let's start with the snap layer. Put your snap sample in simpler, classic mode. Turn warp off so you don't blunt the transient. You can transpose slightly, plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones, just to lock the crack into your track's vibe. Sometimes that tiny tuning move is the difference between nice snare and snare that owns the groove. Now shape the snap envelope. Attack at 0 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 20 to 60 milliseconds. The goal is hit, speak, leave. In a roller, snap is a punctuation mark, not a paragraph. Now the body layer. Similar setup, but more support. Attack can be 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay longer, around 180 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain somewhere like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, depending on the sample. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. And tune the body slightly lower than the snap if it helps. That's a classic move. The crack sits up top, the weight sits a little lower, and your ear glues it into one event. Quick checkpoint. Solo the snare group. You should hear a click or crack first, then a short thunk. If you hear a ring, a long papery tail, or some weird flam you didn't intend, handle that now. In fast music, long tails aren't big. They're just messy. Now here's an extra coach note that changes everything. Snap is mostly a timing problem before it's an EQ problem. Zoom in, like, sample level. If your snap and body are even 1 to 3 milliseconds misaligned, it can blur the hit. Nudge the snap layer slightly earlier until it grabs your attention. If the body feels late, don't automatically shove it forward a bunch. First shorten the body envelope, then do tiny micro nudges. We want the transient to be decisive, and the body to land like a controlled follow-through. Step 2. Eck, the snap zones. Put EQ8 on the snap layer first. High pass it fairly aggressively, like 180 to 300 Hz, 24 dB slope. We're not asking the snap layer to do low end. We want it lean. Then find the crack zone. Start boosting around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Try plus 2 to plus 4 dB, with EQ around 1.2. This is the reads on anything region. Then optionally add a small lift around 7 to 10 kHz, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Q around 1. This is the tick and an error. But be careful, lots of people chase snap by boosting 10k and above, and all they get is shiny pain. Snap is usually more 2 to 5k density than extreme top. If it starts hurting, look around 5 to 7khc for harshness, and notch just a little. Now EQ the body layer. High pass at 80 to 140hc, again 24 dB slope, because you're not fighting the kick and sub. Then for punch, add a gentle bell at 160 to 240 Hz, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. If it gets boxy or cardboard, cut 350 to 600 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB. And keep one more danger band in your mind. 200 to 300 Hz can build up fast when you layer. If the snare starts sounding like a shoebox, it's usually there. Step 3. Saturation. Because snap is not just EQ and volume. Saturation makes the transient denser, and density is what reads at low monitoring volume. On the snap layer, add saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign. drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Match output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. If you want, turn on color and aim it roughly around 3 to 6 kHz, lightly. The point is to thicken the crack, not to fuzz the whole snare into a cymbal. On the body layer, add drum bus. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch very low, 0 to 10%, because it can get gritty fast. Boom only tiny amounts, like 0 to 15%, around 150 to 220 Hz, and honestly, often you'll end up in the single digits. Damp 5 to 25% if the body is too bright. And transient, keep it subtle. Minus 5 to plus 5. We're not doing a dramatic transient designer move here, we're doing control. Rule of thumb. Saturation gives you snap without forcing massive EQ boosts in the fatigue zones. Now step 4, the master move. Parallel snap. Create a return track called something like snare snap parallel. Or do this as a parallel chain inside an audio effect rack on the snare group. Return track is nice because it's easy to automate and blend. On that parallel chain, first EQ 8. High pass aggressively, somewhere between 600 and 1200 Hz. Yes, that high. This return is not allowed to add body or mud. It's snap only. If you need a touch more sparkle, a gentle shelf around 7 to 10 kHz is okay, but watch the cymbal interaction. Next, add overdrive. Set the frequency to around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Drive 20 to 45%. Tone 40 to 60%. Dry slash wet 30 to 60%. You're listening for the crack to step forward, not for distortion as an effect. Then add a compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Set the threshold so it grabs 3 to 6 dB on the hits. The compressor here isn't to make it louder. It's to make that parallel crack consistent. Optional. A tiny bit of redux for jungle bite. Downsample maybe 1.2 to 2.5. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. If you can clearly hear redux as an effect, it's too much. This is seasoning. Now send your snare group to this return. Start around minus 18 dB and creep up. You'll feel it. The snare starts lifting its head through the break without turning brittle. And here's another advanced note. Clip management often beats compression for snap consistency. If the transient is jumping too much, instead of smashing your snare bus with heavy compression, use controlled clipping. A simple stock move is saturator with soft clip on, shaving 1 to 3 dB off the very top of the transient before the glue stage. That keeps the hit assertive without flattening the whole snare. Step 5. Glue the layers so it becomes one snare, not two samples arguing. On the snare group, put glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or set it around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. That's it. If you're pulling 6 dB constantly, you're probably killing the crack you worked so hard to build. Then EQ 8 after the glue, but tiny moves only. If it's too sharp, dip 4 to 6 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. If it's losing crack in the full mix, a gentle plus 1 dB around 2 to 3 kHz can help. Limiter is optional, only if you need it for peak control, and keep it minimal, like 1 to 2 dB max. Now step 6. Make it work with breaks. This is where jungle producers either win or give up and just turn the snare up. Breaks love to mask the snare in the 2 to 6 kHz region. You've got two main approaches. Approach A. Sidechain the break from the snare. Put a compressor on your break track. Enable sidechain input from the snare group. Attack very fast, like 0.3 to 2 milliseconds. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB reduction only when the snare hits. That creates space without carving the life out of the break. Approach B. Dynamic snap emphasis. Automate your parallel snap send. In the drop, push it up 2 to 4 dB so the snare stays forward. In busy fills or when rides enter, dip it slightly to avoid harshness. And if you want a really refined version, do a break safe setup. Split the break into two bands with an audio effect rack. Low chain low passed around 1.5 to 2 kHz. No side chain. High chain high passed around 1.5 to 2 kHz. Side chained from the snare. Now you're ducking only the crack region of the break, not the whole thing. That's a pro move because the break keeps its weight while the snare keeps its spotlight. Step 7. Arrangement mindset. This is where advanced rollers live. Your snare will feel different when the track gets dense. So plan a section-based snap policy. For example, bars 1 to 8, core drop groove. Bars 9 to 16, you add ghost breaks and hats, snare can feel smaller. Bars 17 to 24, bass switches, maybe the snare needs more snap to stay in front. bars 25 to 32, fills and crashes, and suddenly your previous snap setting is too harsh. So automate what actually works. Automate the snare snap parallel send first. That's usually the most effective and least destructive. Optionally, micro-automate drum bus drive on the body layer, plus or minus a few percent. And do tiny EQ automation if needed, like plus 1 dB at 3 kHz in the densest sections, or minus 1 to minus 2 dB at 7 kHz when the cymbals get busy. Also, keep the snare centered. If your snap layer is stereo, check utility. Keep width narrow, like 0 to 30%. Think of the snare transient like a nail in the middle. Let the hats and brakes be wide. If your snap goes wide, your crack clarity drops fast. Now let's talk workflow, because this is how you avoid overcooking it. Work in snare windows. Loop one bar. Temporarily mute the bass and most hats. Get the snare perfect in that simplified space. Then bring the mix back in. This stops you from compensating for temporary masking by making the snare painfully bright. And remember the three fatigue danger zones. 3.5 to 4.5 kHz, ice pick. 6 to 8 kHz, brittle hash, especially with rides. 200 to 300 hC, cardboard box. If you need to tame those, small wide cuts usually work better than deep surgical notches in this genre. Step 8. Gain staging and reference checks. Advanced but mandatory. Aim for your snare group peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS premaster, depending on your headroom and how hot your drums are overall. Then do the low volume test. Turn your monitors way down. If the snare disappears, you don't need more 12K. You need more upper mid density, usually in that 2 to 5K region, often via saturation or your parallel crack chain. Then a slash B with a reference roller. Don't compare loud. Compare audibility at low volume and on small speakers. If your snare reads on a laptop speaker, without being a hissy mess, you're in the pocket. Now a couple advanced variations, just to level you up further. One is the two-stage snap. A tick layer and a crack layer. The tick is ultra-short, high-passed often above 1 kHz, decay 30 to 80 ms, lightly saturated. The crack layer is your main 2 to 5K action, 80 to 160 ms. This audio version is shortened for playback.